Most basically, elections are about winning and losing, and it's hard to think of a single constituency that suffered a bigger loss on Election Day than gay Americans. Across the country, gay marriage bans passed in every state in which they were proposed. As Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports, the gay community is trying to figure out what this means for the future of gay rights.
During the early days of the AIDS crisis, the playwright Larry Kramer established himself as something of a dramatic character, like some wise madman out of Shakespeare or Beckett. When Kramer founded the Gay Men's Health Crisis and later ACT UP, his attention-seeking stunts guaranteed that this spate of unexplained deaths affecting gay men would not go totally ignored. His name became synonymous with AIDS activism, radical AIDS activism, precisely. A few weeks ago, Kramer spoke to a crowd at Cooper Union in New York City. It was billed as Kramer's first major address in about 15 years, and in it he was blunt about the American political landscape.
I hope we all realize that as of November 2nd, gay rights are officially dead. And that from here on in, we are going to be led even closer to the guillotine.
In this opinion, Kramer is far from alone. Since the election, a certain despondence has characterized the political discussion on gay websites, magazines, and in everyday conversation. Judging by certain key results, it's hard to conclude anything other than gays were rebuked on election day, says Jonathan Rausch, a writer in residence at the Brookings Institution.
When you lose 11 out of 11 constitutional amendments on a single day and 13 out of 13 for the year, then you kind of are under siege.
But Rausch, the author of the book Gay Marriage, Why It's Good for Gays, Good for Straights, and Good for America, is not despondent over the state of gay rights. He sees today's particular situation as part of an overall increase in gay rights during recent years.
We've seen an increase in social acceptance and a decrease in political acceptance, and that's very often the way it goes. That's what happens with gay in the militaries, where, you know, basically, gays were politically slaughtered and wound up with a law banning gays in the military. But over time, the society, in fact, in the military, has become more accepting socially of gay people. And that seems to be the pattern for, you know, the last 20 or 30 years.
And, as Rausch notes, it has even been the pattern of the first 4 years of the Bush administration. It was during the term of George W. Bush that sodomy laws were officially struck down. It was during his term that the first gay marriages became legal in the U.S., and it was during his term that the president, for the first time ever, said that civil unions are a good thing. The backlash we're seeing today is inevitable, says gay activist and Sirius satellite radio host Michelangelo Signorelli.
We've picked a fight that we're finally getting. This is the battle. We're finally having the battle.
But Signorelli is quick to note that not everything is better than it was 5 or 10 years ago. Even though Massachusetts now allows gay marriage, which happens to be opposed by most Americans, on other issues of gay rights, even popular ones, he says the law has lagged.
Most people support anti-discrimination laws. Most people support hate crimes laws. I think we were seeing movement in Congress toward enacting those kinds of laws. That all stopped with George Bush, and certainly now with the further domination of Republicans and conservative Republicans in the House and the Senate.
Signorelli says that one of the ways that conservatives have been able to advance their agenda is by adopting milder rhetoric. They've stopped the extreme and obvious vilification of gays and replaced it with a sentiment that's more palatable to moderate Americans, the syllogism that marriage is between a man and a woman. Larry Kramer, in his speech, did not tone down the rhetoric in kind.
Gay marriage, forget it. Gay anything, forget it. Civil rights for gays, equal protection for gays, gay adoption rights. The only thing we are going to get from now on is years of increasing and escalating hate. Laws and regulations that now protect us will be repealed and rewritten. Please know all this. With the arrival of the second term of these hateful people, we come even closer to our extinction.
No one doubts that Kramer is speaking from the heart, but it should be noted that a generation ago, Kramer also predicted the imminent destruction of the gay community. Today, there's a school of thought that says such dire predictions are what saved it. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.